This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Mandir in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh today. He will participate in the flag hoisting ceremony at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. Akashvani correspondent reports that Prime Minister will visit Sapta Mandir, which houses temples related to Maharishi Vashisht, Maharishi Vishwamitra, Maharishi Agastya, Maharishi Valmiki, Devi Ahilya, Nishadraj Guha and Mata Shabri. This will be followed by a visit to Shesh Avatar Mandir. Later, Prime Minister will visit Mata Annapurna Mandir and perform Darshan and Puja at Ram Darbar Garbhagriha, which will be followed by Darshan at the Ram Lalla Garbhagriha. At around 12 noon, Prime Minister will ceremonially hoist a saffron flag on the shikhar of the sacred Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya, symbolizing the completion of the temple's construction and ushering in a new chapter of cultural celebration and national unity.
Dhwajarohan program is taking place on the auspicious Panchami of the Shukla Paksh in the month of March Shirsh, coinciding with the Abhijit Muhurt of Sri Ram and Mata Sita's Vivaha Panchami. The date also marks the martyrdom day of Guru Tegh Bahadurji, the ninth Sikh Guru, who meditated in Ayodhya for 48 uninterrupted hours in the 17th century. The right-angle triangular flag, measuring 10 feet in height and 20 feet in length, bears the image of a radiant sun, symbolizing the brilliance and valor of Bhagwan Sri Ram, with an Om inscribed on it, along with the image of Kovindra tree. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Ayodhya.
Prime Minister will visit Kurukshetra this evening to participate in a special program commemorating the 350th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji. During the program, Mr. Modi will release a special coin and commemorative stamp marking the 358th Shahidi Divas of the revered Guru. To honour the 358th Shahidi Divas of Guru Tegh Bahadur, central government is observing a year-long commemoration. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate a newly constructed building, Panchajanya, which has designed in honour of the sacred conch of Lord Krishna. The Election Commission has said that over 99% enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of the special intensive revision SIR Phase 2. The Commission said that more than 50 crore 50 lakh enumeration have been distributed so far. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls has commenced on the 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. In Chhattisgarh, 15 active carters of outlawed CPI Maoist carrying a combined bounty of nearly 50 lakh rupees laid down arms in Sukma district yesterday. The group comprising 10 men and 5 women formally surrendered before Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavan at the district police headquarters. A high-level Afghan delegation met officials of the Ministry of Textiles in New Delhi yesterday to explore possibilities for expanding bilateral cooperation in the textile sector. The delegation, led by Shaifullah Azam, Director General of Economic Relations, held discussions with A. Bipin Menon, Trade Advisor to the Government of India. A wind-borne cloud of ash from a volcanic eruption in Ethiopia has crossed swathes of northwest India last night, crossing Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Delhi NCR and Punjab. This has hampered visibility and disrupted air traffic as it headed eastwards across the subcontinent. Ash clouds from the recent eruption of the Haile Gubbio volcano in Ethiopia are impacting flight operations. In Kabaddi, India won its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. India swept all four group stage matches before beating Iran 32-21 in the semifinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.